Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We got Chris Porter.
Our old buddy Chris Porter, man.
Hey, pal.
Hey, man.
How are you holding out?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we follow you on Twitter, and I know you're probably going a little stir-crazy. Are you by yourself, or you're quarantining with somebody?
No, I'm all by myself.
Okay. Are you seeing anybody?
No, like romantically?
Both. Are you seeing people? Can you leave your house or your apartment? And also romantically, two different subjects.
I can leave my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
But that was before the quarantine.
Yeah.
They were like, cover your ugly face.
We always ask, what are you doing to get your needs met?
Yeah.
Are you?
Again, same as before quarantine.
Okay.
A lot of self-diagnosis.
Are you a Pornhub or a YouPorn guy? Or both?
Oh, Pornhub.
Okay.
I took advantage of the free premium, but they turned that off.
What's the difference between the regular stuff and the premium? It's just like 45-minute clips instead of seven?
Yeah, the videos are way longer, which is stupid.
Not necessary.
Who's doing that for 45 minutes?
No. I want to ask you this, Chris. I don't know if you remember. I saw your tweet maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and you wanted to apologize to the first audience you're in front of and your first girl. What was that joke?
Oh, I said I want to take this time to in advance apologize to the first woman I sleep with and the first audience I perform for, because both are going to have expected it to last longer, but are going to be very glad that it's over.
I'm glad you remember that. I love that tweet. Laughing my ass off. Is this the longest? This is the longest time, obviously, in your life you've been off stage, correct?
Yeah, and off the road.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part's great. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
I bought a rice cooker. Oh, man.
Do you recall
I'm killing it over here. I was on FaceTime for so long last night it asked me if I was still watching. So
all our road comics that we've talked to have a very vivid recollection of the last time they were on stage and how the crowds were dwindling that particular weekend, probably around the 13th, 14th, 15th of March. Where were you?
I was in Syracuse, New York, which is the Kearney, Nebraska of New York.
Okay.
And
that's so true. I've been to I love that. I love that line. Go ahead.
It is, because, like, everybody's from there, but the people that are still there are like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
So you do a show Saturday night and realize, okay, or was there a Sunday night show?
No, it was Saturday. I don't think I did a Sunday that weekend.
Yeah.
And they were already capping the audiences, and everybody was like 6 feet apart.
Oh, really? That weekend? Okay. All right.
Yeah, they were a little ahead of it.
So,
okay.
Which is fine, because I know this might be a surprise. Not a huge draw in Syracuse, New York.
They haven't, they are other places. They just don't know you that well, right?
No, I don't wear enough khaki to be a huge popular guy.
So you got out of there on that Sunday right in time, basically, right?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to. I actually did fly straight to Kansas City.
Okay.
Because I was going to go, because it was that week, I was going to do the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Okay.
And then I had shows, and then, of course, everything, as soon as I landed, everything got canceled, and Mom and Dad were like, well, you can stay with us for quarantine. And I was like, not a chance in hell.
No.
And I said,
so you got,
I love my folks to death. They're the nicest people on the planet, but 40 days? Nah, bruh.
It would have been the last 40 days, exactly. So you got out and moved, flew back to L.A. what, the next day?
Yeah, about 2 days later, I was, you know, I wanted to be cool with my folks. They were a little bummed because obviously I was going to stay. But I was also like, yeah, I'm going to where I can buy pot at a store.
Yeah.
So we are going to need it.
That's true, too.
Plus, and they're open, aren't they?
Plus, they would have even. They would have probably.
Yeah, and that was crazy because the day they're like, we're closing all non-essential businesses, my sister and I sprinted to the weed store with like every loose dollar we had. And they're like. They're like, nah, bro, this is California. We're going to stay open longer than the hospital.
Yeah.
I was like, cool.
Do you live in and around a place that has, you know, an actual store, or do you have to get it delivered?
Obviously he does. He goes to them all the time.
I do. Yeah, I live a block and a half away from one.
Oh, good.
So it's not, it's not hard. Yeah. And but it is weird because, like, if you would have tried to wear a mask into a pot store 8 weeks ago, they, you would have had guns drawn upon you.
Of course, yeah.
And now they're just like, yeah, no, you're fine. Come on in. Rob a joint. It'll be great.
What's your what's a typical day like? Obviously, you're up early this morning, but are you usually up at 7 your time?
No, no. Thanks for that, by the way.
Well, we have time parameters here. And we ain't coming
God
back
forbid-
to... Yeah, we ain't coming back to tape you.
I was going to say, God forbid we tape this pre.
No.
That ain't going to work.
We just we literally just had Chris Titus. We had Titus on earlier. He stays up all night. He's going to bed after the interview, and that was just about a half hour ago. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then we.
Wow, it's weird that Titus is a crazy person.
So, you sleep till when usually?
I sleep till about 9. I get up. Okay. I drink. You know, every morning it's kind of a dilly-daddle. Like, I'll just drink my coffee and smoke my weed.
Right.
And then about 11, I start becoming a functional human being. Right. I write comedy.
Got
I
it.
Mean, that's I'm using those terms loosely, obviously, as a comedian.
Right.
And but yeah, I write every day. I work out every day, and then I've been trying to just get outside. Either I bought an electric skateboard because I'm 41 years old and I just want to die as soon as possible, apparently. And just in a like, have you ever made a purchase and even your best friends are like, oh, that's how you're gonna die?
An electric skateboard. Do they how fast do they go? How fast do they go?
Mine does 24 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Which doesn't seem like fast in a car, but, man, when your skateboard all of a sudden disappears out from under you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you covered in body armor, helmet, the whole thing?
I wear gloves, and that's it. Usually not even pants.
All right.
So,
so you can
I'm
go
popular
on.
Popular throughout the neighborhood.
Have you wrecked it yet? Have you wrecked it yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've fallen a bunch.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you buy an electric skateboard at 40, you need to come to terms with the fact that you are going to eat pavement.
Yeah, where do you go practice that? How do you get good at that?
Well, when did you, listen, obviously you skateboarded when you were younger. What age did you realize, I'm not good at this anymore? Or as good
13.
As I was?
13.
13.
Yeah.
How does it work? How do you speed up and slow down?
I have a remote that has a throttle.
Okay. All right.
And, yeah, it can. It also has brakes on it, too,
okay.
So I can, which aren't incredibly effective, but, you know, it's more of a hint of brake.
Now, I assume the skate parks are closed, but you don't do jumps and ramps and stuff like that.
This
is just your transportation.
Yeah, it's because traffic sucks in L.A., and I like to skate by it and look at people, look at me like I'm stupid.
Are the electric skateboards allowed on the freeway where you can drive in between cars like motorcycles do?
No, I just Back to the Future 2 it where I just grab a hold of a pickup truck. And
do some skitching.
Well, you be careful. I don't want you going down that because they'll open up the comedy club and you have a busted leg or something like that.
No, a busted head. I wish you'd wear a helmet.
Yeah, you should wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet, Chris.
That's also the great thing is that I have a job where literally the only thing that needs to function is my mouth.
Yeah, but if you smack your head, The mouth doesn't work very well.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, which also super funny.
Well, you seem like you got
look
you.
At
that might just be the kind of
trying
gimmick.
To make a sentence. Yeah.
Maybe I won't lie. I'd pay to see that. Yeah. I would. I'd actually pay. And I get in free, and I'd still pay.
Right, head injury comic Chris Porter. Now a big hit in Syracuse.
I finally get him.
So I mean, obviously we're all stuck, and so you have no plans even to visit your family, right? Because that'd be a flight or something like that. You don't want to fly back.
And I have friends. My buddy Zach from Shinedown is like, bro, I got land and more land. Just come hang out. And I was like, nah, man, I'm gonna take. Because I know that as soon as this 2 months is over, or 3 months, whatever it's going to be, I'm going to go back out on the road and never come back.
Yeah, so
I'm really excited about every day that I wake up and literally can do nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, too. All right. Well, good, man. I'm glad you got your head about you, except for that skateboard thing.
Yeah.
Be careful with that. All right. And hopefully this doesn't last too much longer. We'll see you in person. But if it does, we'll check back in. All right. Is that cool?
That's cool, man. I love you guys.
Love you, too, man.
All right. Take care, Chris. Yourself.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, he's going to hurt himself on that.
Consistently makes a
electric
slap,
skateboard.
Yeah, he's super funny.
Yeah, since, we've known Chris 15, 16 years now, I bet. Probably the old studio when we first met him. Yeah, so he's really funny.
Syracuse has no idea what they're missing. I mean, that's one of those dudes that I make a point to go out and see every time he's in town.
Yeah.
He just slays me.
Yep. Why they don't appreciate him?
Well, they would eventually.
That's their loss. Right.
He seems to be having more fun with this than anybody that's called in.
I agree with you. Now, once again, he's waking up in Southern California. It's sunny and warm every day. Of course, it's that way here now, too. Yeah, he does seem to have more fun.
Just gets baked and hops on the electric skateboard.
Right, yeah.
What could go wrong?
Got an email from Ethan here. Morning, guys. Thanks for doing your part and keeping us listeners sane during this S show. I also live in a red state. Wanted to give you a little insight. What's going on? Currently employed.
By the way, we live in a red state, but a blue city.
Yeah. Currently employed at the largest hotel in the state of South Dakota in Sioux Falls. Last week, the hotel received a federal loan to get everyone back on the schedule full-time, as the kitchen, events, housekeeping staff had been reduced, along with general business. The catch, if we meet a quota of individuals / man hours by some arbitrary deadline, the loan is forgiven as if it were a grant. So, just to get this straight, we're in a city that had, at the time, what was the biggest COVID hotspot in the nation, receiving federal aid to bring all these people back together within a stone's throw of the Smithfield plant that had all those cases. Who the hell thought this was a good idea? This would be different if we were a factory making masks.
They have a
right
dumb
now,
governor. They have a dumb governor, too, up there. Right?
We mostly have people doing touch-up, painting, cleaning, other busy work that is far from essential. Sorry for being so long-winded. You guys are the only media I personally consume that is displaying what I would call a proper amount of respect and caution for the situation. Long story short, we're all doomed. Take care. Ethan.
Sioux Falls, right? All right.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah. Yeah, which is the Sioux Falls of South Dakota, by the way.
Yes.
Unlike Syracuse being the Kearney of Nebraska.
That's a great line.
That's a great line.
Ken thinks head injury Chris Porter and Josh Blue would make a good double bill.
Lots of uncomfortable laughs.
Yeah.
Josh could be a chaperone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.